This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Arthur Miller, the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright whose six-decade career gave America some of its most memorable stage dramas, died last night at his home in Connecticut. He was 89. Arthur Miller was best known for his 1949 play Death of a Salesman, the tragic story of an American working man at the end of his rope. Joining me to talk about Arthur Miller is NPR's Bob Mondello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where does he rank in the pantheon of 20th century playwrights?
He is the great American playwright. There are a couple of people who claimed the throne before him, Eugene O'Neill probably, and Tennessee Williams. But there is no figure of greater authority in contemporary playwriting than Arthur Miller.
The Salem witch trials in The Crucible, the poignant Willie Loman character in Death of a Salesman, what are the themes that unite these plays and others?
Well, he wrote about ordinary people who have to make choices, moral choices, and those choices are difficult. He created tragedy where people didn't think you could have tragedy. The Aristotelian notion of tragedy is that kings fall from great heights. What he suggested was that ordinary people could also have tragedy in their lives. And it came because of things that they, you know, when they had a dream and then they were disappointed, something terrible happened. And that's basically the story of Willie Loman, who has, he follows the American dream and then realizes he sort of mortgaged his soul to it. And then, of course, there's the characters in The Crucible, where he creates this thing out of 1692, the Salem witch trials, that is so much about the communist witch hunts, the McCarthy hearings, that the Crucible becomes this metaphor for what is going on in society today. He actually talked about that with Susan Stamberg in an interview in 1995.
We now know that the social hysteria, which some political movements thrive on and develop, is dangerous. And that play is based primarily upon a whipping up of social hysteria. So I presume that this being a universal situation in this world now, it may account for the popularity of that play.
Turning to Arthur Miller's personal life, which was also quite public. He married several times, but his most famous marriage was, of course, to
Marilyn Monroe, who was at the time the most beautiful woman on the planet, the most desired woman on the planet, a huge Hollywood star. Here is this enormous Broadway and dramatic legend marrying the most desirable woman on the planet. He wrote a screenplay for her called The Misfits, and their marriage was stormy. He later wrote a play about it called After the Fall. And then his most recent work, which was just produced in Chicago, was called Finishing the Picture, which was his attempt to finish that particular picture. It is remarkable that he was still working on that this year. He had a very, very complete life.
Thank you very much, NPR's Bob Mondello, on the life and work of Arthur Miller, who died last night at home in Connecticut.